Europe is certainly no stranger to sex scandals. In 2004, British Home Secretary David Blunkett resigned amid allegations he used his influence to speed through a visa for the nanny of his former lover, a charge he denied at the time. The same year, another prominent politician was fired from a senior job within Britain's Conservative Party after reports surfaced about an alleged extramarital affair. And in 1963, former British Cabinet Minister John Profumo almost brought down his government after it was revealed he was having a relationship with a prostitute who was also involved with the Soviet intelligence officer. Poland, too, has been roiled by a sexual scandal, with prosecutors charging a former deputy prime minister last year with soliciting sex from two women who worked for his self-defense party. Generally, however, scandals of the heart and bed remain rare exceptions in European politics, says French analyst Dominique Moisy. He says that's in large part because Europeans do not scrutinize the private lives of their politicians as closely as Americans do.
I think the only country that really looks like America from that standpoint and is apart from the rest of Europe is probably Great Britain. There is something like an Anglo-Saxon world where there is a fascination for sex scandal and where you can't lie to your public.
The case of New York Governor Eliot Spitzer has riveted France and other European countries. Spitzer was considered a crusader against corruption and championed legislation toughening punishment for men seeking prostitutes. But Moisy says French in particular are not judging Spitzer's downfall as harshly as Americans.
In France, most scandals are about money and not about sex. And there is a mixture of clearly interest, but also surprise. Mr. Clean being caught in activities which are not fitting his action and his reputation. Well, there's a tendency to say, oh, well, that's America.
Unlike their American counterparts, the French media generally don't delve into the private lives of their politicians. The fact that former French President François Mitterrand had a long-term mistress and illegitimate daughter was an open secret. But when one reporter asked him about it, the answer was, and so? True, current French President Nicolas Sarkozy has lost popularity points in polls after divorcing his second wife and remarrying his third in the space of months. But analysts say most French were sanctioning him because they felt his private life was hurting his job as president. An analyst at the Center for European Reform in London, Katinka Barish, believes countries like Britain and Germany would act more harshly to a Spitzer-style case at home.
I would recommend in both countries a scandal of the magnitude that has just broken in the U.S. would result in a resignation, simply also because the credibility was on the line of somebody who had built up an image of somebody who was quite strict on moral issues.
But overall, Barish says, Europeans are generally tolerant about their politicians' behavior outside their jobs.
I think what is key here is openness. In Germany, when people say that they are living out of wedlock or they have homosexual partners, that's okay as long as this is out in the open.
As long as European politicians are honest in their professional lives, Barish says, their electorate is unlikely to sanction them for what they do outside their jobs. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.